What is up, everybody? This is Scott with me as always.
Oh, yeah, this guy over here.
We'll just call him Coffee McGee for right now. And this is the Nerd Offensive.
Welcome, everybody.
Yes, yeah, so just to make clear, that's Sean over there. Tonight we
if
have...
If you don't know, then now you know.
Okay, and also sitting in with us tonight is my brother Ryan.
Sup?
Also known as Tits.
No one calls me Tits. No one's ever called me that.
Nobody calls call you that all the time because you got big tits.
Yeah, we just don't say it to your face.
All right, so, I'm sorry. Tits is abbreviated for orangutan titties because that's what I usually call you.
Put you in a full Nelson.
You can't look at me like I haven't called you that on a regular basis.
Yeah, you're getting pretty pudgy yourself in your right? later years here.
But so. Here we could probably put you in a full Nelson and you can lick them.
Yeah, I'm just now getting to the point when I run downstairs, I can feel my titties bouncing.
Stupid.
And like hitting the sports bra stage.
Kind of uncomfortable, right?
Fuck, give me this fucking lighter. Give me a different one.
Well, don't grab
it's
that
It's not
one.
About the lighter, it's about the case. It's a multi-tool.
Well, I would put the good lighter in this case, but this lighter's currently stuck in the case.
How did you manage
podcast
that?
Features multi-tools.
It fucking doesn't like lighters that have the
like, oh, like
graphics on
it. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, it's too big, and now it's stuck.
Not a problem I've ever had in my life.
Kind of revealing, isn't it?
So, yeah. It has been a very, very, very slow news week since last week. I don't think there's really much of anything that has happened.
It's really only been a couple days since we
recorded.
Oh, my.
Here's somebody fucking kids.
Right? All that. What the hell is that noise?
Something outside. But yeah.
It's distracting. Sorry.
Definitely not a whole lot going on. So we're going to.
Anybody die?
Not that I'm aware of.
Good. Let's go into the New Year's with positive things. Especially since this will be the last episode of this year.
Yes.
Will it come out before 2018? We only have, technically, we only have tomorrow.
We can put it up for that.
It sure. doesn't matter. Yeah, we'll give them something special. Because sometimes it's like, it's a bummer when you're waiting for that podcast to come out, and you know it only comes out on a certain day, and then sometimes it doesn't at all.
If we put it out, I don't know, it'd be a couple days early.
Right. That was one of the things I was digging about Doug Loves Movies. It's like during December or whatever, he would have like a podcast coming out like every couple days. And then all of a sudden he was like, this might be the last one. And now every other day I'm just like, I want another. I need another Doug Loves Movies.
Trying to make room to get his fat asshole kid in the fucking house or what? That's fat asshole kid's dad, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need that much room to get your fat asshole kid in the house. Pretty sure your fat asshole kid will fit.
Oh, it might be to get his wife in the house. She's pretty big, too.
Is she?
So,
Oh, there's a little fat asshole right there.
So since there hasn't
oh,
been
that's
any,
over there.
Yeah, since there hasn't been any,
that sounded like it was right beneath us.
Oh no, it's across the way.
Fucking A.
But since there wasn't any news really, or
we should start recording
going
in
on.
My house. It'll be a lot quieter.
And since yeah, it's the end of year, figure we're gonna do our year-end nerd episode.
We always do. Man, it's kind of hard to believe that this would technically be our third one. Because we had an end of 2015, which was still, it was like we were only a couple months in at the time, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2016, and here we are at the end of 2017. Damn, how come we don't have 100 episodes yet?
Because we were doing the bi-weekly thing.
Yeah, and sometimes even further.
Yeah. Well,
shit happens, whatever. It is what it is. Let's just keep going with this.
So, yeah, rather than just breaking it down into a million different segments and shit, we're just going to basically talk about pretty much all the stuff we've played and watched this year. There hasn't been a whole ton of it. I think I maybe have 10 to 12 games on my list that I'm going to go over.
Right, and I got a few movies, but it's still, it's just like, I forgot about half of them. It's just like, sometimes you see some movies, and then other times you just, like, wow, I haven't even seen that yet. Like, again, I still haven't seen Wonder Woman. Or
that I did see.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Justice League yet, which is, it's okay with me, but.
Yeah, I'm not in a rush for that one.
I haven't heard good things.
Not at all.
I've seen snippets of it on Facebook, and Some of it looks okay. Like they looks like they have this really cool scene between like when Superman's like attacking everybody and the Flash is trying to be all super fast
with his digitally altered lip.
I didn't even notice that. I was just kind of like looking at what was going on in the scene, and the Flash is like trying to run around Superman, but Superman, even in that Flash speed, Superman's looking in normal time, just like, I see you, motherfucker. What are you doing? So that was kind of cool. But the only part I didn't like was that they destroyed the Vietnam Memorial. Superman kind of punched a bunch of holes in it, and it's like, those are our forgotten soldiers, damn it. We should not be destroying that thing, even if it is for...
They're hauling a lot of stuff out. Hopefully they're fucking moving out.
Do you think that
would make for a great new year?
We're talking about the people across the way, right?
Because that kid's a little fat asshole. I mentioned that like 5 minutes ago. Fuck that kid. I don't usually say that about children, but this kid's a little asshole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that kid's going to grow up to spend some time in a penitentiary for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Or at least beating his wife.
Little girls ugly pieces of shit at his age already. Yeah, he's going to be a monster.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely the type that's going to beat his wife. Look at him staring up here. Good looking up here, little fat asshole. Mm-hmm.
Right there. The bird.
Yep. There's no fucking snacks up here, bro.
Oh man. That was one of the best insults I ever heard in high school. One of my friends was riding the bus, and this other girl was looking, and she was a little on the plus sign, which is like, I guess, I don't know if it's her fault or not, but it was just, again, as soon as we were in a conversation, and he saw her looking, and he's like, hey, there's no snacks back here. What are you looking at? Yeah, and it's just like, oh, dude, we're like 16 years old. Why are you such an asshole? But it was amazing, and it made me laugh. But I totally felt bad for that girl. It was just like, oh, no.
So, actually, I lied. I do have two small pieces of news that came up. Just going through Netflix, I stumbled across new episodes of Bill Nye, so got to put that out there.
Oh, those just came out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Those are new additions.
I was wondering.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I remember seeing the Kevin Smith episode and hearing him talk about it, like, in November.
Yeah, I completely forgot he had even talked about it. And then second thing is Marvel is launching a new initiative, an app to where you can write your own comic book.
Really?
From all the information I gathered, basically it's going to be you take from, you know, existing art and stuff and add, you know, your own story.
Yeah.
And then you can share it and upload it and people can read it and check it out.
You know what that kind of reminds me of? Did you ever see Big with Tom Cruise?
You mean Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks, sorry. I am so sorry.
Son of a bitch. How dare you confuse those two?
Dude, I'm so sorry. But yeah, Tom Hanks in Big. He wanted that comic book where you get to write your own adventure. And now here it is. But it's not digital. It's you get to fucking write your own adventure and probably have somebody famous pin it and ink it out. And it's like, oh, that sounds so cool.
But, I mean, shit, think about it. Just doing this, they could come up, or, you know, depending on how they do this, have all kinds of different stories and stuff that they could.
A new age of comics. I mean, because I'm sure a lot of them will be really good. But the problem is, a lot of them will be able to pump out one really good issue, and then they're like, right. Where does the story go from here?
Well, I don't fucking know. I didn't think that far.
Exactly. You had the motivation. Why do you think series of comic books go through so many writers and shit? Because it's just like...
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, there are a few catches, though. No profanity. You can't use alternate words either. So, you know, no fudging.
Can I use alternative facts?
And then you can't even use, like, the hashtag, money sign, exclamation point, any of that stuff.
Is it not even the illusion of cussing?
Yeah. Okay. You can't make it deal with any, like, major social issues or anything.
No suicide, huh?
And lastly, I'm sure there's some other things, but the other big one was... You can't use any theme parks aside from Disney. So
you mean you can't go to Eliches?
Yeah. So anybody, you know, that wanted to ride a Gwenpool goes to Knott's Berry Farms to get an abortion, you're out of luck.
That is crazy. Why would anybody go to Knott's Berry Farm for an abortion?
You never know. California, they're very progressive out there.
You know, it's like, yeah, come.
They turned it into a roller coaster.
Yeah, we'll help you handle that mistake, and then we'll give you a free ride, and you'll forget all about it. Oh, you'll love the bumper cars, too. Oh, if you want to go ride the bumper cars before the abortion, that is also recommended.
That is their abortion machine. They just make you go on the bumper cars and tell.
It loosens it up.
Then they put you in a human-sized dryer.
It's an unbalanced
load. It's just an escalator that they kick you down so you keep falling.
Well, maybe they just like they have like a hook on the chair of the go-kart and then you just ride the go-kart downstairs.
You got to be careful.
So you sit on the hook and then you just ride it down the stairs. Yeah. Then you're for sure getting that baby out.
Right. You know, and if that doesn't work, then you got to be careful.
Wow, for like the 15 listeners we had, we're down to like three.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
Well, this one's really going to scare them off because the last one is a venture through a clothes hanger haunted house. So it's like.
Clothes hanger haunted house.
Yeah, keep your legs closed.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, we're bad people, but.
Well, I think this little fat kid, and don't make it obvious and look, I think he told both of his parents that I had flipped him off, so he's gotten both of them to come look. They've stared at us, and nothing's happened, so I think they just think their kid is a fat little liar. So it's hilarious.
Right? They're like, what are they talking into?
Because I have made sure these? I haven't made eye contact with either of them.
Right. I've been looking out of the corner of my eye. I just see very large silhouettes looking up here.
Yeah, this is very large
this
silhouettes.
Is how I win the day. I'm slowly closing the curtain.
And one side of my headphones just okay, there we go.
Yeah, one side of mine did too. And we'll stop. Oh, this thing doesn't work at all. This little knob here to like either open or close.
Well, just take your hand and fucking go down it. There we go.
The kid's still staring up here too. What a fat little creep. God damn.
He's still like, I bet there are snacks up there.
I know the mom was looking up here real hungry for like 5 minutes. That is a big one. That is a big lady. Holy shit. I'm a big guy, but god damn.
Right? They're all big. Fat sex is rough sometimes.
Yeah. That is a big family.
Hey, all right.
Let's get this clear, though, before people just think that we're bashing on some fat little family that's not... They're fucking assholes. This family is...
They totally are.
They're goddamn Nazis. Yeah.
So most of the people in this complex suck.
They really do.
Their kid is put... shit on in front of our front door.
Yeah, like
which what? I return
legit shit.
Oh yeah, so in return,
he saw that episode of South Park where Carmen's like, "If you shit on something, it was porch, just they'll move."
It was one dry turd,
but it was person.
Well,
turd?
And the kids flipped me off. He flipped my daughter off. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. Like,
well,
fuck
and
that
you but,
flip me and my daughter off, you're probably gonna get a broke kick.
Yeah,
right
if his fellow dad wants to come say something to me, we can gladly have a talk, and I'll show your kid how respect is.
Yeah, I'm going to teach my daughter how to whip
But no,
grass.
Anyways, the morning after he did that, I had to be up early to take Tabby to surgery, so I was up at like 4:30 taking Kitty out to go to the bathroom, and she took a nice, big, wet shit. So I just picked it up with the bag, walking by their gate area, and just plop right on the ground, and it just splats.
Oh, gross.
So you know they had to spend some time to clean it up.
Yeah, fuck them. People
have they ever actually said anything to you, though?
Other than the kid, no.
The parents have never said shit to you?
No.
Well, the kids.
Well, they do now call me because I'll gladly tell them, yeah, I flipped your little fucking asshole kid off. So
right.
He's going to flip me off. He's going to get the bird, too.
What the hell is the kid going to say? What did the kid say to you?
He said a lot. That kid runs his mouth to Scott. Like, if he was older, I'd whoop his ass. Like, I just don't want to beat an 11-year-old up, but. I've never seen a more disrespectful little kid in my life, though.
That's bad parenting.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
Totally on his parents.
Yeah.
When you see a gringo, you tell them they're a piece of shit.
Yeah. That's exactly what's going on. They don't share your Cheetos. You take the Cheetos.
Like, right? And it's not all people that are like that. I mean, this just happens to be this particular group. I have known a lot of people, you know, in apartments that have been fucking great. Why do people have to be assholes?
Oh, Scott really got blessed with the neighbors from hell in this place.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that. We've had a black preacher guy come up and threaten us with a fucking, like...
Shower rod.
Yeah, a shower rod. And he was a better neighbor than any of the neighbors over here. I'd take fucking preacher black guy over any of these people.
And that guy sucked.
Happen?
Oh, was this at 88th and Grant?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he do? He came up, he's like, you shut the fucking noise
Kitty
up.
Fucking yanked my Xbox off the goddamn entertainment center.
It hit the ground.
It hit the ground, so he came stomping up because we made so much noise. Bitch, I'm more pissed off than you are. I guarantee it. My Xbox is on the fucking floor and just got yanked off 10 feet.
It's possibly shattered.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that conversation ended with me yelling out the door, Satan loves you, at him.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but for some reason, that's the line that reminded me. I was like, I remember this story now.
Remember that old guy that always walked by and just waved randomly?
Yeah, he was nice.
Still there.
No
shit. I went and parked there and ate like a couple weeks ago, and he was just totally walking by waving at people. Like, what the fuck? Those are way nicer.
Remember I banged that chick that used to live on the bottom floor?
Yeah, in our apartment because Maggie was not fixed yet.
Yeah.
And he had just pissed everywhere.
I don't know how
it was
got
the
laid.
Most pungent smell of cat piss
you
could ever smell.
Are
you
talking about the lady
smell.
Who was across the hall?
I think she was downstairs from us. We ended up
she
moving
lived
into
at the apartment.
Apartment
that we ended up moving into.
Well, the one
after
that flooded.
The flood,
that
right?
flooded yeah.
After the flood? What about the lady who lived across from you after the flood? She was pretty hot.
After
the lady
the
lived across from us after
because you ended
the
up
flood.
On the bottom floor after the flood. They moved you to the other part.
There was a chick that lived above us that
no,
I worked
with. There
was
one that
Super.
Was diagonal to you at the doors when you it was at the other, I can't remember, L? Was it building L? I don't know what the building was.
We only lived in two buildings.
Yeah. Three apartments in two buildings.
Oh yeah, because the other two because it wasn't the same building. It was the other building when they moved you to that other building.
Yeah, there was no hot chick across from us. Yeah.
There was when you first moved in. She had cats and stuff too, or maybe you didn't.
I'm pretty sure there was one above us with the really big ass.
No, she was like a hippie chick across the street or across the hall.
I don't know. I just remember
I only
the chick
ever
above
remember
us.
Seeing her when we were moving stuff into your place. And other than that, I know she had cats, but that was about it.
Very descriptive.
Not a clue. So, anyways, yeah. how do we want to do this? Do we want to just do all one subject, or do we want to alternate? Or
it's just a year in review. You can totally alternate.
All right. Well, fine. Fuck off.
Well, what do you want to do?
It doesn't matter either way. I was just seeing what the consensus was.
Yeah,
we probably should have figured that before we started, but.
Yeah,
no, we never prepare.
Because I don't have an exact numeration. Because, again, I don't remember seeing that many movies.
Not going with any specific order. I was just going to name things off that I played and liked and a little something about it if I had something.
Yeah. I'll probably be able to find a lot more movies, though. So I'm just saying.
I found out like 5 minutes before this, so.
Yeah, fuck off.
I like Call of Duty.
You played
World
some
War
of
II.
These. God damn it. All right, fine. We'll just start there. I haven't really played a whole lot of Call of Duty in the past few years. I definitely haven't liked the past, like, three.
Me either.
Yeah. Yeah,
and this one, I'm advanced? Definitely...
It's growing
it's definitely
on me
brought
more
me
more.
Back in.
Yeah. I haven't played the campaign yet, but the online is fun. And as a hardcore player...
I mean, the campaign was typical Call of Duty campaign. It had...
Yeah.
No all right story. Pretty straightforward. Get to, from A to B and shoot shit.
There was a couple games where I never, ever played the campaign.
I'm like that. I hate to say it. I don't play the campaigns a lot because I want to get going, you know.
Yeah.
Especially with like Call of Duty where you're trying to prestige and that sort of thing. Like I wouldn't be prestige 5 already if I was playing the campaign.
But there was
time
a
with
couple
that.
Of the storylines
I just prestiged
that were,
the other night.
You're right. But there was a couple of the storylines that were really good. I mean, hell,
no, yeah, a lot of the game mode, like the story modes are really good. I just,
right?
Like Gears of War was probably the last like story mode I actually played through. I don't know.
You never got to play the Call of Duty with Kevin Spacey
you did Madden.
Then?
Oh, God, the long shot. What a waste of time that was.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was a cool idea, but it was, they need to do more with it. Super predictable, barely playable. It's more just watching,
right.
You know, I don't know.
Which Call of Duty was it Advanced? No, oh God, I'm trying to remember.
Modern
which one,
Warfare?
Which one had Kevin Spacey in it?
Advanced.
That was Advanced Warfare?
No, that one was horrible. I didn't play that one.
You didn't play that one?
Fuck
that was one of the last ones I remember playing full time. I really...
Out, Boogie.
That was one of the ones I didn't even play the online for. That one, what was it? Fuck.
The campaign was actually really
we
good.
We played Advanced for a little while.
I didn't care for it, though.
No,
that was
no.
What was the other one right
was
after
that? Was
that
the first one that introduced the packs? Like the
that's push. What killed it for me, and that's why I'm enjoying this new one, because there's none of that.
No wall running, no fucking Halo jumping. It's back to just what we liked about now Call of Duty.
Now I'm hearing rumors that they're
going
to be doing the next remake will be Modern Warfare 2. I don't know if that will be with its own title or if it's going to be just
like
an
add-on like they did last time and then
but
sell it later.
That was the game that really got me into Call of Duty was Modern Warfare 2. You know, obviously I played the first one, but 2
I was
going to
say,
was...
bullshit, Modern Warfare, you played like every fucking night in my room while I was trying to fucking sleep.
Well, and then Modern...
On my Scott B profile.
I think Modern Warfare 2 is the one that me and Rob were playing to get... No, that was 3. So yeah, Modern Warfare is the one that got me, or 2 is the one that got me super into it. Yeah, and
that was
Scott
where
B.
I got to create my McLovin.
That was the very first game that I got every single achievement in.
Because that's the one, nice. I remember trying to get you into it, and we were Halo players, and you're like, nah, fuck that, war shit. And now
I finally tried, I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool.
Exactly.
And then Timmy got on, and then we all started.
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, I remember playing that game a lot over at your place, too. That's where I got to create my McLovin 42069 profile. It might still be out there.
I don't think
somewhere.
Any
don't
of us have our original gamer tags.
Oh, no.
Because I remember I was also Daredevil 420 as
I've
well.
got four at
Rob's
least.
Only changed his gamer tag so many times because he keeps forgetting his fucking email. So he just makes new emails.
That's my brother stupid. Josh. Josh had to do that for the longest time.
So let's see. I was Scott B., Slipknot 8, Ghostbuster.
We've all
8,
had a variant of
Evil Has
at
a
some
Destiny.
Point. Yeah. Oh, I remember that one. Yeah.
And then
you were Ghostbuster again.
Nerd Cubed Scott for like 10 minutes.
Right.
And now keep it nerdy.
It's expensive to change your fucking name, dude.
I know.
It's
that's
like $10.
I thought it was 13. Is it 10?
It's got down a little bit.
Oh, that's good. I don't want to change for too many people know me as Arch Enemy, so I don't want to.
How much is it right now?
I think it's like 9 or 10. It's come down a little bit.
I'm going to see if I can change mine to the Nerd Offensive. See if people will.
That might be a little long.
Yeah, it would be probably.
The Nerd Offensive.
Because I think even Stone Sports.
Or maybe take the Nerd
off.
Or the off.
Yeah, that's what I said. I just said Nerd Offensive. Or maybe just go Offensive Nerd.
All right, so we did a game. Let's go with a movie, Sean.
Oh, give me one moment here.
God damn it, you motherfucker. Now I have to cover and talk so
no,
there's not
you,
fucking
you
silence.
You added me the paraphernalia.
Dude, your chihuahua's going to eat my cat.
This probably.
He's on the hunt.
Your cat's going to whoop my chihuahua's ass.
Touche.
All right, let's go with one of the earlier films I remember seeing this year. We're going to go Logan. Anybody see Logan?
No. I did not.
I heard good things, though. I did hear good things.
It was great. It was a great movie. It was a perfect send-off for Hugh Jackman. But again, maybe now he could be back. But then again, Disney likes to do what they do. And
youngify stuff?
Oh, I just hope they don't recast.
No, they will. They'll have to eventually.
It's fucked up. This Hugh Jackman could do anything. That's all I'm saying. He could sing. He could dance. He's Wolverine. Because, yeah, the Greatest Showman, I forgot that movie came out. I was like, when the fuck
I'm sure
that?
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about the enslavement of animals at the circuses. Come on.
And they make it all singing and dancing and happy.
Of course, right? These elephants are miserable. But we hire people to clean up their shit. They're sad, too. There's a little song for you, so. But yeah, Logan was great. The introduction of, God. X-23, yes, thank you. God, I was hoping I was getting the number right. Because other than that, I was just going to call her Laura, because that's her name. It is badass. And she kills more people in this movie than Logan does, I believe. And, oh, spoilers. But
yeah, anything involving Sean should automatically come with a spoiler warning attached.
Right.
Tell mom to go fuck herself. Anyways.
Logan was great, and I recommend everybody go see it, because, again, that shit was February, so get on it, people.
All right. I'm going to go into the next game, and I'm just going to go with one that I'm looking at, and Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah. Very. I did not get to play that.
Not,
he looks at me like, don't.
Not critically well-received at all.
And I think I even downloaded. I think you gave me a copy to download.
I don't know.
It's not well received by Sean either, apparently.
Anyways.
I didn't even try.
had a lot of technical flaws and stuff in the beginning. I didn't experience a whole lot of them, but there were definitely some in there. Story-wise, it could have been stronger, but I definitely don't think the game overall was deserving of all the hate that it got. And I definitely don't think it should be a franchise killer by any means, because it did bring a lot of things technically and gameplay-wise in that were, you know, new and fun, like the jetpacks that they added and stuff like that.
Right, and people weren't as pissed about getting to fuck everything this time.
Yeah, how can you complain about getting to fuck a bunch of stuff?
Dude, the first time there was uproar. They're like, digital nudity and fornication.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, come on. Games are entertainment, and it's all like, would you rather them be picking up a virus on a porn site or seeing some chick gonorrhea. With blue boobs?
Super gonorrhea.
Right.
It's out there.
Ooh, I bet.
Bill and I talked about it.
Is that the blue gonorrhea that you get from Blue Bitches?
What? Blue Waffle?
Ew.
Don't Google Blue Waffle, please, people.
Or Smurfs.
Google it.
La 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 la.
All right, so Sean, movie.
All right, we are going with John Wick Chapter 2.
Oh, I need to watch that. It's on
I have not seen either John Wick.
Mm. You didn't see the first one? It's great.
I don't like movies where animals die.
I know, but
that's what fuels him in his rage.
Keanu makes you like, you know, like it's exactly what you would do. Like if someone killed my bugs. That's what I would do.
Kill
know?
Every motherfucker in the room.
Everyone
I
would
wouldn't
die.
Even be pissed that they stole my car. Yeah. I'd be pissed that they killed my dog that my dying wife gave to me because she said, you need to smile.
Yep.
She fucking had him in her thoughts after she was gone. That shit alone. It's from his dead wife. You killed my fucking dog that my dying wife got for me. Because she knew what the fuck I did in the past, and she didn't want that anymore. But yeah, I would say I'm back. It's like, fuck that shit. But this one doesn't involve that. This one doesn't involve the dog. But, you know, things bring him back.
What fuels his rage this time? Do they kill his cat?
Yeah, I was like, if they kill his new dog,
or his hamster, does he get a new dog in the end?
Kill his fucking dog again, because that's not
cool. No, I think somebody hires him, and basically what they're saying is if... He doesn't do it. God, I can't remember. I see a lot of these movies at a place called the Cinnabar where I get to drink. And I'm not going to lie, a lot of times I do pregame before I go in as well because drinks are expensive.
I don't think that surprises anyone.
Really doesn't.
Well, yeah, if I'm going to have to pay, I'm going to pay as little as I can before I have to go pay as much as I have to.
I once seen you get an accidental drink that you didn't order, but still take it.
Oh, that was at the Corey Feldman show.
Yeah, that was before he
was it a roofie?
No, it was like a Jaeger bomb or some shit.
No, it was like a shot of some whiskey or something.
It Fireball. Was I think it was
double.
Fireball.
It was a double. It was a big shot. And I think a beer, too. Don't know.
The beer is what I ordered.
Oh, and then they brought you the shot, and then she just...
She was like, oh, I thought this guy was sitting here, too. It's like, I thought I was drunk. I really don't remember the rest of that evening. I remember like getting ready to leave, and then that was it.
Yeah, you got pretty sauced.
Yeah,
then you asked us 40 times on the way home if we've seen the previews for the new Madden.
Yeah, that gives you a time frame of when that came out.
Yeah. Yeah, that was before Corey Feldman lost his whole band of angels because he was going all anti-raping guys.
Oh, so all that stuff.
What, the angels left him because of that?
Yeah, he got a bunch of death threats and shit. So they all were like fearing for their life.
So we may have gotten to see one of the last shows.
Yeah, I don't even think they're a band anymore. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, that's something to talk about. Because, yeah,
kinda,
no, he was
I guess.
Right.
We
did
sat through like a quarter of that bitch.
Well, what I thought was Corey Feldman was talking about that thing. Because he's basically saying, he was talking about how it was after, sorry, one more time. Let me start over. Be fresh. Harvey Weinstein.
Be fresh.
Harvey Weinstein apparently got introduced as a villain. And then, you know, doing what he's doing. Because, yeah, that shit's gross and it shouldn't be tolerated. And then he apparently, Corey Feldman was just basically saying, all of Hollywood is a casting couch. It doesn't matter what your age is, what your gender is. It's like, if you want to be in these movies, you're going to have to, you know, show them what you're talking about. That's why he was talking about kids getting molested and all that shit.
Welcome to Hollywood. Yeah. Put a dick in your mouth.
Well, yeah. I guess Corey Haynes' mom don't like it too much.
They might have to rethink that now. Damn. Don't ruin that for me. You do not ruin Hollywood Babylon for me. No.
Pipe. Breath.
Oh, that is so fucked up. Welcome to Hollywood. Put a dick in your mouth.
Poker. But it's so true. Oh, wait. No, don't use. No, that's a good pen. Don't use it.
Wow. I've already gone too far. No, you haven't. No.
I'll kill you.
Well, I already used it once. So.
I like
this pen. This is all going off the tracks.
How do you have to clean this?
Oh, it's really aggressive.
Oh, no. Did you actually spit that in his hair?
It's everywhere.
Oh, dude, how often do you do this?
Dude, my
wow. Nose. Hey, you know what? Here, use
it's
mine.
It's raining men.
It's raining men.
Here, hand him that. Right. Hand him that.
What? I've already, now this is cleared. Now
okay, well,
it.
Give it back then. Fine. This is getting awkward. What the hell's going on? Oh, well, it's a year in review. It's fine.
I think you got a chunk stuck on top.
Oh, but hey. Jeez.
Is it gone? Is it gone? Okay.
Real quick, though. While we're still on the topic of John Wick 2.
Oh, I think you're going to say why we're still on the subject of sexually inappropriate things.
Oh, no. But have you seen the video where every time John Wick shoots or any guns are shot in that movie,
it's Owen Wilson going, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Dude, that was.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Dude, that was totally Christopher Walken on that first wow.
I know. Yeah. I don't know Owen Wilson impressed either. He's wow. Probably wow. More over. No, wow. I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to bother. I don't do Owen Wilson.
Not even going to bother.
No, I don't. No. I've never tried an Owen Wilson. I'm not going to. If I was to do an Owen Wilson impression, I would just break my fucking.
Yeah. Owen Wilson. Do an Owen Wilson impression. It would be very good. Owen Wilson.
So I got a little bit of a speech impediment sometimes.
We all do. Yeah. I stumble over my words constantly on this case.
Right. But if I wanted to do an impression of him, I'd just break my nose. Smash it with a hammer.
Slit your wrist? What?
Whoa.
That's what he did, right?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Yeah, he tried killing himself.
Oh, man. It must have been after Marley and Me because he was like, this fucking movie is sad as shit.
Another movie I avoided.
Yeah, right. The movie sucked.
After his third appearance in a Fockers movie, he's like, oh, fuck. It's over, man.
All right.
Give us a game.
All right. Let's see here.
I don't want to talk about suicide anymore.
Let's go with one that kind of disappointed me. Destiny 2.
Why did it disappoint you? Because you didn't get that little pre-order figure?
No, I mean, so in the beginning, I had a lot of fun with it. It was good. Got, full level and everything. But it just the way that they have it set up to do raids and things like that, I don't like playing with necessarily, strangers. And if I do have to play with strangers, I'm not waiting in an hour-long fucking lobby to do so, to play the raids and shit. So, I mean, it would be nice if they just had a random matchmaking so you can just jump in a lobby. You don't have to actually, go about searching the fucking game boards or the chat boards looking for people, shit like that. So I've never done a raid or anything like that because I've never gotten a team because I'm not going to wait for that shit.
Right.
It's just kind of stupid. And that's why, I like playing Call of Duty because I have a bunch of people that I can actually play that with.
Yeah. Well, there's always going to be people playing those games. You know, one of the things I bet you can even probably put in some of those older games and you'll still find a full fucking lobby.
Oh, yeah. Surprise still plays freaking Black Ops 2 on the 360.
I have a buddy playing Black Ops 2 on the 1 still. They'll go back and forth. Like,
they
why?
Made Black Ops 2 for the 1?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I didn't think it was that old.
How long ago was the original?
Unless he's just playing the 360 version on the 1, but...
Right? It might be one of the backwards compatible ones.
Yeah.
Right? How long ago was Modern Warfare, the original Modern Warfare?
Oh, jeez.
Because that roommate that I had... I will Google it. The roommate that I had, he played it on his Mac, and that was like 2013, 2014. I was still playing the original Modern Warfare.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, they did the remastered.
Oh, no, this 2007. Was not that.
This was not that.
No, this was the original Modern Warfare.
Yeah, 2007.
Then he played the original World of Warcraft, which didn't include any online shit. It was just him fighting things and moving his armies around and shit.
Who was this?
Joe, my friend, my roommate Joe.
You have a roommate Joe?
I had one at one point.
Did you guys ever have sex?
No.
You ever accidentally walk in on him after a shower and be like, oops, sorry.
Oh, no, but again, he
was like, what that?
Yeah, I did see his dick, though.
I walked in on him shoving a carrot up his ass in the kitchen this one time.
No. He grew up in Hollywood, and he
put a dick in his mouth.
No. He was he had a fascinating career as a background extra and working in...
in several casting couches.
Damn it. I hope not. But maybe. I don't know. He might have been into that. I don't know.
Jizzmopper?
It's his business. But he would tell me that he was a background extra in a lot of shows, like the Clueless show that was based off the movie.
Yeah, it just sucked.
Mm-hmm. Fluffer number 7 in Backdoor Slut 6.
No, he was basically the Breckenmeyer character, but they didn't give him any lines. And when they did give him lines, they dubbed it so they didn't have to pay him. Because if they give you lines in a show, they have to give you a credit. And since you're just background, they don't want to give
you
credit.
That's how you get your SAG card.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, he was background in a lot of stuff. But one of the restaurants he worked at, apparently, I guess Kevin Spacey would frequently visit and would try to persuade people to do things for money.
Oh, yeah, because isn't he one of the ones that's a little bit rapey?
Well, yeah, because I don't know if for a long time anybody knew he was actually gay. And then he turned out he was gay, but then, you know, it's like nobody cared. But then to find out that he was, you know, trying to make sexual advances on people. But yeah, then when you hear about the rumors or what Joe said was actually happening was he was trying to tip a lot of the guy waiters. He'd be like, hey, how about some money and you come back to my place with me and we'll have some fun and shit. And it's just like, yeah, he did that on multiple occasions, apparently.
I mean,
how did we get on this?
If you choose to take money for butt fucking, from Destiny 2. Take money, I think that's his business. I don't think that should be a crime, right, necessarily. If you're going to take butt fucking money, that's, you know, just anyway, yeah. How did we get on butt fucking from Kevin Spacey?
How did we get on this from Destiny 2?
I don't know.
Oh, it might have
but
changed.
I had no desire to play that game either. Just throwing it out there.
And it's even one you can play for free. Half these games you can, pretty much all these games you can play.
I have buddies that play Destiny. It just did not. I watched my buddy Jason play it a little bit, and it's didn't
fun.
Look appealing. Because to me, obviously,
it's
it looks
a good
like,
first person shooter.
It looks like, I don't know, like.
It's Halo.
Yeah. Yeah.
But better.
But I don't know if it is to me. Halo's
it's
Halo.
It's Bungie.
To me. I know, but.
The guns are much better than Halo, that's for fucking sure.
Well, that's good at least, but I don't know. It just didn't really. Tickle my fancy.
I don't know. I think if you tried the multiplayer, you might like it.
Yeah. That's too much.
If you did the PvP.
With games.
All right. So.
Oh, I remembered how we got there from Destiny. Because you compared Destiny to Call of Duty. And then Call of Duty ended up going back to roommate and roommate to. Boom. There. We followed our footprints. We're back.
All right. Movie.
Always back to butt fucking.
Right? All right. We're going to go with Kong Skull Island.
That was this year.
Yes, it was. I was surprised to find that on the list, too. Because I remember that was one of those movies where it's like, we couldn't find anything else. I was trying to remember, was Jungle Book this year?
I don't know.
I think so.
I couldn't remember. If it is, it should
be on
the list.
I know Beauty the Beast was.
Scott, grab me a Coke.
Beauty and the Beast is already on DVD and shit, too. That's crazy.
It's on Netflix.
I thought that was December of last year. Was it? No, it wasn't? I don't know.
Maybe? I don't know.
I don't care.
I might be wrong.
Yeah, I'll watch it whenever my daughter wants to watch it. But Kong was great. And that was one of those movies where it's like it came out at a time where nothing else was going on. And so it was like, it's my turn to pick a movie. So I actually took my mom and my daughter to see that movie.
Hell yeah.
In 3D. So it's like, that was awesome. You need to see it in theaters, because again, watching it on like a tiny screen, like if you have to watch it on your phone, you just won't appreciate it. Because again, there's nothing special about it, except for Samuel Jackson's hatred for this fucking gorilla. Samuel Jackson is just, I have to kill this thing. I'm tired of these motherfucking giant apes.
On this motherfucking island.
Yeah, on this motherfucking Skull Island. And the scarier things were some of these other creatures. They were just like, they had no legs. It was just running on arms and, I don't know, they were just weird looking. They were the scary fucking things. There was like dinosaur carcasses all over the island. John C. Reilly was a great addition to this movie. So go see Kong Skull Island. And you'll like the credits. Watch through the credits. John C. Reilly special.
All right, cool. I'm just going to run through like four things just for your time's sake on my list real quick. Just things that I played, like, there we go. Because we've already gone into detail in there other casts, things
there
like
we go
that.
Is what it's called?
No, like South Park.
Oh, yes.
Fractured Butthole. That was, I thought it was a great game. I had a lot of fun with it. But we've already gone into detail, so don't need to say more than that. Fortnite as well. That was a fun game for the first like month and a half that I played it. Then it got very old.
Did you do the Battle Royale stuff?
I've tried it a couple times. I really don't think I'm a fan of that just type of game style.
I know.
I like being on a team. I don't like when I'm playing shooters. I don't like being by myself.
You don't like free-for-all?
Not so much.
I guess there are options for teams,
I'm too twitchy.
Yeah. Well, that's... In free-for-all, I
well,
can kill
yeah,
anybody,
I guess,
so
yeah.
I don't have to worry about team killing so much.
True.
Right. But there is team modes.
Yeah, there's two-on-twos and...
Like, oh, goodness.
In PUBG, at least. I don't know about Fortnite, but in player battle.
Fortnite is basically an exact copy, except for you got
to
build shit.
And if they did, maybe we'll have to give that a try and get a couple
other
people to try on it.
There's 2v2
and
4v4, I think, is what Adam said.
Because the Battle Royale is free, I think, for... anyone to download.
But
so
the
if
problem
we could get
is,
like Adam and Gabby in on it too.
Right, but the problem with Fortnite sometimes is it does take a while to load in.
Yeah,
one
if
day
you're
it was...
playing free. Me, I get through instantly because I paid for the game.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to wait.
Yeah, because I remember one time.
I did see it at Target for $60. I was like, this is a $60 game now?
Damn.
Dude, I paid for that before the game was even fucking fully finished. I wasn't aware it wasn't a fully finished game yet when I paid for it.
Gotcha.
Right? It was one of those things I had a rant about.
I almost want to get a hard copy of Friday the 13th, but then again, I've already paid for it.
And then, just real quick to get the one more thing off my list here, Ghost Recon Wildlands. That was a fun game. There's quite a bit to it.
I got bored with it quick.
For me, it was basically a good layover between Far Cry's, because that's basically what it was a third-person Far Cry game.
Oh, wow.
It reminded
also
me of,
known as Assassin's Creed, but
to me
as
it was,
a shooter.
To me, it was GTA without
yeah,
all
pretty
the fun
much.
Shit. Like, without all the extra stuff.
Yeah.
It was GTA.
It was military GTA.
Military GTA, exactly, is the best way to put it.
I've never played a single Ghost Recon game that I could recall that I know of.
Well, and this one wasn't like any other one I had played. All the other Tom Clancy's and stuff. Like, you know, I've played Splinter Cell, stuff like that. But, yeah, this just felt like Far Cry meets Call of Duty.
Nice.
In third person.
It sounds fun. It looked
GTA.
Fun
yeah,
for
GTA.
People to play. I saw you guys do some crazy shit. So.
Yeah, and one of the DLCs that they just added that you can download is Take on Predator in the jungle.
Everybody gets that property now.
Well, I Except wouldn't for, say for much longer because now it's a Disney property.
I hope they keep Bob's Burgers now that I think about it, because I totally forgot that we didn't
mention...
You
can't get rid of Bob's Burgers. That show's amazing.
Yeah, we didn't mention them, or we didn't mention the FX or FXX.
Dude, they might as well just go F triple X.
Right, yeah.
So they're doing another one?
What?
And Fox? They're doing another station?
No, Fox. No.
No, Disney bought all that.
Oh, they wouldn't get rid of it, though.
No. If they're smart, they're going to keep it.
They could get rid of FXX.
Yeah.
But that's where a lot of Archer and shit gets shown and stuff. So now they really own.
Does anyone really watch any of that stuff on those networks? Everybody watches that stuff online.
I've watched a lot of It's Always Sunny on Comedy Central, actually. And it's
now that when they have it on Hulu.
Since the league's over, I don't really watch that channel much.
Yeah.
That was really the only one I watched on that channel. The league, yeah.
Did you ever listen to, there's this one guy. His name is Steve Renazzisi.
Yeah, we know who Steve Renazzisi is.
Yeah, that's one of the guys on the league.
Yeah, he's
it's like the main guy, the married guy.
Yeah, he's a hilarious comedian.
Ginger.
Yeah, he's a ginger.
Is he ginger? Yeah.
But he wouldn't admit it because there was one time where he almost got shot because of it. He was just so drunk or whatever at a show, and there's this whole.
Well, I thought his wife on the show was really hot for some reason.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why.
Because wives on shows are always hot.
True.
Like the only rare exception is like again the Flintstones movies where all of a sudden they're like, no, Betty Rubble, you don't need to be skinny anymore.
Right.
You're Rosie O'Donnell. Go sweep the dirt.
All right, Trump, give me a movie.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Wives are usually always... Oh, maybe there's Roseanne, but then again, Dan wasn't much to look at either.
Now they're going to both be kind of skinny in the new show. That's going to be weird.
Dan looks so they probably told John Goodman, it's like that weird thing that you hear beating like a fucking kettle drum. No, that's your heart. You need to slow that shit down. Do you know who Wilter Brimley is? Diabetes. Sorry.
All right, movie.
Yes. We're going to go with Power Rangers.
Go, Power Rangers.
I did. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it. You know what I didn't like to see a sequel.
Exactly, I would. But the only part I didn't like is when they're in their suits and they're just like, visors off, which
and
they
the Force cameo.
No. I'm okay with the cameos. The cameo was cameo great.
At the end was so stupid.
It was lame.
Why was it just those two? Where was everyone else?
And it felt forced.
You know what's funny? Yeah. Is that they actually filmed two different cameos. They filmed them doing that there. And then there was that one time when they're fighting over food or like silverware and stuff. They were supposed to be in the restaurant as well.
No, they should have just did that because that Force cameo was stupid.
What was that maybe flying over our heads?
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid.
Get your cell phones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dumb.
What they should have done was had a cameo from Bulk and Skull.
For sure. But no, I liked it. I thought it had a pretty decent story. I liked the backstory, too, of the alien rangers and shit like that.
But when you think about it, they don't actually transform into the rangers until an hour.
That was my only complaint, I think, is it took so long. 20-odd
minutes in or something, yeah.
It took so long, and there wasn't much time with the suits on. I wish there was more time.
I really liked Autistic Billy.
Right, yeah, Black Billy was my favorite.
But again, keep your fucking visors on. When you can see their faces,
it's just weird.
It takes it away. It takes it all away.
It just feels too fake, just seeing basically their face projected on it.
Yeah.
Right, and the fact that the Megazords, their bodies were in different parts of the body.
Yeah, that's a little weird. That's more fucking Voltron.
I guarantee you they were only thinking about toy sales. But again, kids are impressionable, and they're just like,
that original Megazord fucking sold like hotcakes.
Well, I know, but again, with a lot of these people, this is the first time they've ever seen a Power Rangers. Unless they've been keeping up on Nickelodeon. But again, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Because they're like, oh, now they're dinosaurs. Now they're in fucking space. Now they're pirates.
Now they have cars.
Yeah, now they're cyber ninjas. Well,
there's pirate ones, too. Okay.
Yeah, there's fucking pirates, dude.
Lame.
Arr from Red Ranger.
Arr, Power Ranger.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, shit. All right.
Scurvy, it's morphin' time.
Their alpha is just a barrel of rum.
Megazord's a giant parrot.
Quick, Zordon's calling. Drink the rum until he shows up.
All right, Goldar.
So dumb. Oh, my God.
Goldar.
One of them marks the spot.
Fucking. All right, so my next game. Now I really wish I could put fucking Sea of Thieves on here. Now, Final Fantasy 15.
That was this year?
Yeah, that was the very beginning of this year.
Damn. I saw a thing where at GameStop that the game's like $20 already.
It wouldn't surprise me, but there's so much DLC for it. They're still coming out with shit for that game.
And they're pushing out mobile games, too.
Oh, yeah.
I like, defend your castle.
That's why
like,
they're not doing a sequel to it, because they're still not done coming out with shit to do with it. But, no, I liked it a lot. The fighting style I liked more than, you know, the traditional RPG style where it's,
yeah,
you know, turn-based. Yeah, I don't know really much more to say. If you want to know more, go back to listen to one of the episodes where we talk about it. But yeah, Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, we did talk about that a lot.
Oh yeah, especially back
in the day. How the hell someone's like gonna know March, what episode you talked about that on?
Read the description.
If they're a true fan, they will know.
Yeah, that too.
Yoda says,
I'm in the gray area on this one, guys.
We don't use color terms on this.
Sorry, podcast. I know. I was super gray on that one. I just didn't.
No,
it was just an area that it was.
You are obsolete right now.
My bad.
Delete. No, I'm joking. Sorry.
God, don't do that. Please don't make me relive what you just made us watch.
Yeah. So before the podcast, Sean made us. All right, so
way to ruin some, Matt Hardy. Yeah,
some of you have
no. This is Matt Hardy's best work.
What
had to hear me bitch about the last time Sean made me watch a wrestling match that took place in some fucking redneck's fucking cabin or some shit.
The House of Horrors match with Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, either way, it was fucking stupid. But what you made us watch before this
fucking stupid
fucking blew that out of the fucking water, dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck? No, I will never look at Matt Hardy the same ever.
It's called the final deletion.
I mean, his hair. Sean, if he dyed his hair, that's Sean's hair.
Yeah, do a little blonde streak like you're fucking Rogue from X-Men.
I tried that the first time. Don't you remember when I had the...
No.
You don't remember when I had...
No, God, no. I would make fun of you still if you did.
Only half of it was done. But...
Fuck.
My God, if anyone out there, Sean, tell them what to look up on YouTube so they can look it up. And if you can make it more than 3 minutes into this, fucking good on you, because, I mean, we only did it because Sean made us.
It's only 18 minutes long. It's called
the... Only. That was the longest 18 minutes
ever. It needs
ever.
To be finally deleted off of YouTube, because that's
yes,
awful.
Because that is obsolete. That
was, yeah, so
it's,
bad.
It's called the final deletion.
But one of still, the cheesiest things no. I've ever seen in my life.
You know, that was actually...
Dude, and that's comparing it to those old backyard wrestling videos that we used to watch.
Dude, watching Timmy's ass crack back in the old fucking... Wrestling videos they made back in the day is better than that shit.
But that moment,
I'll take Ginger
that
ass
moment
crack
got
all day.
Yeah, that moment got Impact Wrestling their highest rating ever.
Why?
I don't know, but there was over 1 million people watching it,
laughing.
Probably because
yeah,
they're just like
look
this
away.
Is fucking
I remember stuff. When I was watching Big Brother After Dark. Oh yeah, BB fans out there. No, you probably have some BB fans. Huh?
No,
but anyway,
not.
But on fucking what was that channel?
We can
Pop TV,
dude. You and
no,
mom should
exactly
do a Big Brother
that's from.
Podcast.
That's from Pop
I'd
TV.
Show promos for Matt Hardy, and I would be like just staring at the TV, like what the fuck is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, because
like,
that's where they show that show. They show it on Pop.
That's how you know TNA.
Pop.
Oh
yeah,
you and
going
mom should do
drain.
A Big Brother podcast.
That'd be dope. I'd totally do that.
Hell yeah. I want to be on a Big Brother podcast. I don't do Big Brother, but
watch,
I would
you gotta watch BV.
No. I would be on a podcast about it just to learn.
Just I'd watch the show.
You know what I've watched a couple times? Big Brother After Dark.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Nothing. Big Brother After Dark's so boring.
Only good shit happens like this. No, because they have only the good shit happens in the foreign versions of Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Only the good shit happens in the foreign ones. That's where they fuck.
Celebrity Big Brother this February. It's like a month long.
Did they got anyone good?
Probably not. No, they haven't announced
it's only a month
yet.
Long. How the fuck?
You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna get every actor who's ever been in one of those movies to where it's like when they're talking. It's so quiet.
Oh, it's going
to
be, no, it's going to be D-listers.
There's action, and it's loud.
You'll get, like, probably, like, Pauly Shore, maybe Bam Margera. Who knows? Like, a bunch of D-listers that are,
the Weasel's in the house.
Yeah, and maybe fucking...
Pauly Shore's like, I need more Coke money.
Mario Batali.
Yeah, you know.
So you can touch some people inappropriately.
Yeah, you put at least one famous chef in there so he can make some meals.
Did you see T.J. Miller got fucking... accused by some bitch now?
Makes sense.
She was probably just mad because he always walks around shirtless sometimes. He's not afraid to get
naked.
He's
one that I think it went to his head a little because he's...
Yeah, after Silicon Valley, he just went kind of...
Yeah, he's the type that will get naked in public for shits and giggles. And somebody probably just saw his Jimmy and was just like, oh,
but he's gotten like more weird and just kind of cocky since...
Like Andy Kaufman.
Like, did you ever even watch a second stand-up special? Mm-mm. It's awful. It was so bad. I didn't even finish.
His podcast has even lost a little thing. He's got a podcast called Cashing Out. It's got this other guy and TJ Miller on it. And, yeah, it's like they always just do weird shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like just like, you know, how Daniel Tosh went to where all of his laughs just have to be from gross shit.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Miller just went to just too weird, you know. It's like,
he's just always stuck in that fucking that Deadpool phase, maybe.
Or maybe that's what went to his head or something.
He's like, I'm in a movie. I'm in a famous movie. Yeah.
You know who's only gotten better, though? Huh? Bert Kreischer.
Yeah. I haven't listened to his cast since.
I saw a thing that he posted on Instagram.
His wife is starting her own podcast.
She's so awful. She's the worst. Why?
But I saw this thing on Instagram where Bert Kreischer walked into this room butt booty naked. And there was people in there recording something, probably a podcast.
But I could see it.
Yeah, he showed up. It's like it just shows a pile of clothes, and then it zooms up on this ass, and it's like, well, that doesn't look good. And then, boom, oh, it's Bert Kreischer wearing a hat. So he's got nothing on but his fucking baseball hat, and he just, like, walks into the room, says, I didn't actually get to watch the video with sound because I was listening to a podcast at the time, and I hate having to go back and forth from, I'm going to pause this, watch this.
He
was butt booty naked.
All right, so I think we're on a movie.
You
open your handy dandy notebook, motherfucker.
I know. I got it marked with a star. Hold on. I gotta figure out which one to go with next. Oh, yes, this is a good one. Man, my voice sounds terrible right now. I'm sorry. Sorry for the cough again. It's just not going
so
well.
So much semen.
Oh.
So much.
No, it's exposure to the elements. I gotta walk home every fucking night. Shit's cold out there. But Alien Covenant is my movie again. This was very exciting. again, Danny McBride can do no wrong because he just always picks the right roles. I like him in everything he does. Even Your Highness, when everybody says, fuck that movie. But I'm just like... Dude, he wore a Minotaur penis.
It's so Natalie Portman's
ass. He better do
it. I love that movie.
Good fucking job with Halloween.
Right. But, oh, no, yeah, I think they will. But they say they're focusing more on, like, a scary terror aspect. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of kills going on in this. It's just going to be a lot of, we're going to run from this 70-year-old man. But Alien Covenant was great because there was two different types of xenomorphs. And then there were two fucking AI robots running around. And again, this is what leads to Ridley Scott going, we don't need aliens. We need fucking robots. Everybody needs robots. I wish I would have came up with iRobot. I'm going to make my own iRobot. And it's going to be called Aliens, but no aliens. Called robots. It just... What are you doing? What are you doing with... the Alien franchise, if it's not going to be aliens.
Right.
It's
and you're making prequels. How can you decide to stop focusing on the aliens?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember any androids. Oh, no. Never mind. There was. Winona Ryder was an android in the Alien Resurrection movie. So, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. So.
Androids. Whatever. Alien Covenant. Check it out because, again, probably the last one you'll get with aliens.
All right. My next game is going to be a fighting game. It still has a shit ton in it that I have yet to do just because, yeah, it takes forever to try and level up any character in that game.
And you gotta love games like that. Why are they taking it so long? What the fuck is going on here?
That is Injustice 2.
I only ever got to play that on my phone.
I suck at fighting games, but I always enjoy the Injustice games. Just like I'll always enjoy a Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah, it's one
of those... no matter how much I suck, I'll be able to fight my way through the story at least.
Yeah, you get to learn new moves with new people. There are some times, though, it's like I watch this video, this dude playing as Flash, and he just fucking destroyed it. It was just...
Flash is not one of my better characters.
No, but if you learn how to use him...
Oh, yeah.
It was like, this guy fucking knew what to do, and it was like, I've never seen this before. Even the Flash you play in the game isn't like this. This dude was just, he was the fucking Flash, and it was over in a flash. It was just like some of his combos, just like those shadow punches and shit. It reminded me of like old school Johnny Cage. Dropping some shadow kicks and shit. But yeah, Injustice 2 was great. Even the mobile game was fun.
Oh, yeah. I played a little bit of that, too. So it wasn't bad. And you could also get bonuses, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Or for the actual game.
And you get to unlock multiple versions of the characters.
Mm-hmm. I'm Batman. All right,
no,
so.
I'm Batman.
What is your next movie, sir?
My next movie? Let's see here.
How many do you still have left?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's go ahead and knock a couple off.
All right, then we'll start with a really good one. It, after...
Still need to see that one, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do, too. I want to so bad.
Interesting fact is It and Logan were the top two grossing rated R films of the year.
Your mom. Mm,
it was really good. I really like that movie. And again, this is clearly only like a chapter one of two. Because they have to have what the adults go through. And yeah, it was really great. The only problem, again, is I'm sure you'll find many places, is that it is just Stranger Things, but without a... go ahead and say the name of that creature.
A demigorgon?
Mm-hmm. I have a problem with that word. It's a clown.
Or a giant spider.
Well, that'll be the second movie. Okay, don't jump ahead.
They have a demi spider instead of a demi gorgon.
That's right. That's right. but yeah, I really enjoyed that movie. And again, even mentioning Stranger Things, it had...
Don't say it too loud, because then you know who's going to come out here.
Oh, right. But it did have Finn Wolfhard, or...
Giggity.
I think that's his name?
Something like that.
It's pretty metal. His name is pretty fucking metal.
Definitely sounds like an 80s metal band.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Not just some nerdy kid. It just sounds like somebody should be running around with long hair and spandex and probably one of those Van Halen tied-up guitars. Yeah. But okay, so and right after one. It we're going with another one that scared the shit out of me. Get Out. Get Out was Jordan Peele's directorial debut, and basically winning any fucking independent award that there was. And everything else, except for I don't know if he won any. What are the popular ones? Oscars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to that shit. So, I don't know if he won any of those, but I know he won like awards everywhere else. And Get Out was just great because everybody needs to see this movie.
It's just, oh my god, it was pretty fucking terrifying. He made it pretty scary. Like, there was parts where it's just like, wait, what's going on here? He did have a comic relief friend that he was calling on the phone.
Was it his token white friend?
No, it was the only other. Oh no, I'm sorry, that's not true. There was a few other people, but it was the only one that wasn't already tampered with.
You mean it wasn't a spoiler white person in a black person's body?
Yes, there you go. There you go. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I wish I could remember this one thing. There was one thing that actually would bring them out of being brainwashed, but I can't remember what it was. So, you know, no spoilers there.
So, like, what happens to the white people's bodies?
Oh, they remove their brains and they put their brains in the other bodies.
Oh, shit.
Okay, there's a spoiler.
I thought it was like some voodoo spell or something. Mm-hmm. Or...
yeah, because they're about to take the main character's brain and put it in. Do you remember? You've seen Dodgeball, or do you remember King of the Hill? The guy who did the voice of Bill Dotrieve, because he was also in.
Oh yeah,
he was in Dodgeball. He was the one who had the fornix or the wife, the mail order bride.
Oh, that's the voice of Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was him. They were going to put the main character's brain in his body. And they show him in a video just taking that dude's brain out. And then, no spoilers, you'll find out. Dude, you know, will do what he does to survive. So.
All right, go ahead and do one more, because my next one, I'm just going to combine my last two, which are going to be a co-game of the year.
Okay. we're going with... the surprise hit of the season, Spider-Man Homecoming.
I don't think it was a surprise hit by any means.
Well,
everyone knew that movie was going to be a hit.
I don't think they knew it was going to make as much as it did.
Oh, I think they did. Marvel finally getting to work on Spider-Man, that movie was going to be a hit.
I guess that's very true. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you know, basically what you see in the trailers is pretty showing. If you watch all the trailers, like every trailer they put out, you get a pretty good idea. I mean, there's just a few things here and there. Yeah, it's a really good movie. Don't want to ruin it for you.
So. Yeah, I'll check it out for sure.
Definitely got to check it out. Mm-hmm. But Spider-Man is basically get treated like a little brat by...
I think John Wick's first on the list just because it's on demand right now.
Yeah.
I still need to check out the new Chips, too, that Dax Shepard directed.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's on demand, too, so I want to check that out and see if it was any good.
I like Dax Shepard.
I do, too. And then the Mexican other guy, dude that's in it with him.
What's that sounds so bad.
But man, he's Mexican. That ain't bad.
But he's the guy from Ant-Man.
Yeah, he's in a lot of shit. I just don't know his fucking name.
As Irvin Report. I know his movies, but I don't know.
Everyone's like, you're probably talking about John Leguizamo. It's not John Leguizamo. That's always that Mexican guy you're talking about. I wish it was John Leguizamo.
Last thing I saw John Leguizamo in was Kick-Ass 2, and that made me sad.
He does like a bunch of like indie shit, it seems now. Yeah, he doesn't do a lot of mainstream shit anymore.
Nope.
All right. I'm taking over now. Fuck off. All right, so last two games I got here. I can't decide which one to give Game of the Year because each one I like for a lot of different reasons, and I like them both a lot. And those are Cuphead and Friday the 13th.
Nice. I go with Friday the 13th because I haven't played Cuphead. Cuphead just seems like, again, they said it's very hard. And
it like definitely is. I have not beaten it still. There's still some levels I can't get past, but... it's fun, it's beautiful, and yeah. And then
beautiful. That's a good word. That's
and then Friday the 13th, I mean, it's that fun, it's innovative, too, it's a game I've been waiting forever for. And while it was extremely buggy in the beginning, they've definitely got a lot of that stuff worked out. I liked the new offline bot mode. I was having some fun with that, and then
Did you survive? Well, I mean, what'd you do? Is the you can online only be Jason. Bot mode? Is it only Jason?
Yeah, you only get to be Jason.
Cool. And you killed everybody?
Oh yeah, every time. Nice. No one's
did
escaped
anybody ever
yet.
Try to mess with the car or anything?
They've tried, but I usually set traps at the cars to catch them. And then they called difficulty? The cops once.
I'm sorry, what difficulty?
Hard.
You do it
They're
on
still
hard?
Pretty stupid on Giggity. Hard.
You do it on hard.
Yeah, the AI's pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah. That's what I've been noticing from the videos, because I've watched a couple of videos of people playing it. And again, I've just been able to use my phone for a while. I'm still trying to get stuff set up at the new place. And haven't had the ability to set up my Xbox yet, so I'm hoping to do that tonight and see what I can do on some Friday the 13th.
For shizzle. But, yeah, I definitely like him a lot. And then I did the new virtual cabin, got through that. All
those videos
I think
are
three
helpful,
times
aren't
you
they?
Have to do to beat it, yeah. And
you really only would have gone through there once? You never would have tried to go back?
No, I didn't think of... I went through, read everything I thought there was to read, and I was like, oh, shit, there's a lot more to it. And then got the whole teaser for the Jason X stuff that's coming soon.
That is exciting. He comes out and grabs you.
While you're on the ship.
Ooh, are they doing
you actually go
dried?
On the ship.
Here's a question,
can you
though.
Do the freeze-dried face?
I hope so. I hope that's an environmental
best
kill.
Best kill ever.
He'll have to put it in.
It have to be an environment. There's so many environmental kills now. There used to be so little.
I finally got some achievements because of the bot mode. I finally got the fireplace kill achievement and slamming someone's head in the door achievement.
You could do that all offline?
Yeah. Yeah, you do everything offline.
I'm going to rock this shit. Oh, my God. You know how hard it is to throw somebody in a fireplace online?
Exactly.
Sometimes you don't catch them in the house. You're just like, I'm going to take you in there anyway. And then they get the struggle away, and you pick the wrong Jason, so it takes a little longer to regenerate after they get the squirm away. It's like, they didn't stab you with the fucking pocket knife.
Right, and this has given me the chance to try out other Jasons that I wouldn't try out online.
I want to get those bloody skins, too. Oh, yeah, they got
I didn't
varieties.
Look at any of that stuff.
They have light, medium, and heavy, where they're just, every one of them is just different.
Oh, for the campers
soaked.
And shit?
Yes. Oh, and you know what's weird? I watched this video today about the game, and they're saying the next Jason that comes out will probably be the little boy Jason. You think killing people as a little boy would be
different?
I mean,
you when you're doing the cabin, you do get... he is down in the basement in the trophy cases.
That's where they're saying the last one you're going to get is Jason X or Uber Jason.
I mean, it did say coming soon, so I think that's going to be what the next thing is.
Right, but you get a different Jason before that. And then
how
again,
creepy would that be to have that little Jason just fucking popping out of a bush at you?
Oh, yeah.
With his little bald, mutated head.
Well, like and especially that. During hey. This one thing, because there is one more counselor.
Oh, right.
What just happened? Pick it up! What happened?
God. Freaking spills pills all over the floor, and Cat's like, ooh, what's this? I'm going to eat it.
Oh, no. What's going on? But, no, they're saying that you will get one more counselor here soon, too, because there will be an achievement available where you have to beat the level in a wheelchair. So they're thinking it's going to be Mark from part two.
I don't get how they can have wheelchairs in that game.
None
there
of the
is
cabins
such a fucking
are wheelchair
disadvantage.
Accessible.
Yeah, you're always going to be stuck outside.
But you know what I would love to see is that one match where everybody picks that particular counselor. And it's just a bunch of wheelchairs against Jason.
And Jason's just trying to keep up with them.
That sounds like a marathon thing. Wheelchairs against Jason. We're going to roll right on through you, motherfucker.
One of the more circular maps, you're just doing laps around it.
And there's going to be one more map, too. I mean, not just the Grendel, which is the map from...
The ship, yeah.
Yeah, the ship from X. But I think what would be cool is to be able to get like a little squared-off section of maybe Manhattan.
Right.
Or if they want to experiment with tight spaces, even in the theme of Manhattan, might as well just have most of it take place on a boat.
Right. All right. So let's get into your last movie, and then real quick, I want to get into our cons of the year, and then we will be done.
I'm going to get to do my horror movie thing then. All right.
Yeah, we'll do that. We're already at over an hour.
Oh, good. Then fine. The last one is going to be Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
I loved it.
Yes.
I finally saw it the other night because I get to the party late.
I still need to watch the whole thing.
It made my heart flutter to see young Kurt Russell.
But no, I really liked it, and for being over a 2-hour movie, it flew by. Like when they're finally fighting, like starting to fight Ego, I'm like, no way can this can be the end. It feels like I'm only like 45 minutes in.
Yeah, they spend a lot of time on that opening stuff with the stealing of the batteries and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that stuff was just so
funny. Yondu getting the top of his head shot off.
Oh, no, that was way later, but still.
Yeah, that's towards the beginning.
And the more towards the middle, I would say. I mean, I guess it happened kind of early, because they did leave Rocket behind. Rocket and mm-hmm. Groot.
And what's her name?
I just love the whole thing. Why don't you wear the things? And Drax just like, I got sensitive nipples.
And then when he finally puts in, my nipples!
My nipples! Yeah, that shit was great.
Yeah, Drax has sensitive nipples, Aaron.
Fair.
Little Drax. Little Groot. Little baby Groot. It's still Vin Diesel.
I liked teenage Groot at the end. He was great.
Right. And I just love that it's still Vin Diesel doing it in a voice modulator or whatever. It's like Vin Diesel
that. He's getting paid like $1 million to just fucking say 3 words.
But you know what else he does? He does it in every fucking language that the movie is available.
Really?
In every fucking language. It's Vin
Diesel. I want to hear Vin Diesel say it in Chinese.
Yeah, that's on the special features for the first Guardians of the Galaxy. He's like,
I'll have to watch that because I have it over there.
You know, he's like, Groot.
They're like, we're going to get our money's worth out of this motherfucker if we're having him do this.
No, I bet that was Vin Diesel's idea. Vin Diesel's like, what? No, I'm doing my voice. I am Groot.
Ain't right, nobody like, I am that. Groot, yeah. Motherfuckers.
Ain't nobody else doing that shit. And he did Baby Groot, too. Everything Baby Groot did was fucking Vin Diesel. So it's like, boom.
Baby Groot killed motherfuckers.
Right?
Baby Groot's ruthless.
Toretto hasn't turned against this family.
He never narked on nobody. He never narked on nobody.
But he beat that dude's face in with a wrench. Let's never forget it.
You know, the guy killed his dad on the racetrack. You know, he lost his cool. He lost his cool. Let it go, bro. Why don't you go make your own goddamn popcorn, all right?
It was an accident. Accidents happen on the raceway.
Let me accidentally kill your dad.
You think Tom Petty's pipe, kids right? are just out there? No, is it Tom Petty or Richard Petty? Richard Petty. No. Dale Earnhardt. Do you think Dale Earnhardt Jr. is out there beating the shit out of every wall he sees? I don't fucking think so.
No, because he's dead.
But he hit a wall.
No, Dale Earnhardt Jr. He said.
Oh, I thought you said Dale Earnhardt.
Well, no, I think technically the McDonald's guy spun him out, though. Not Ronald, but the guy that drove the car. Not Ronald.
He's like, McDouble, bitch. Oh no, I'm sorry.
Who ordered a hot and spicy?
Oh, no. I don't think it's been soon enough to where we can joke about it. Or has it?
It was like 1993 or some shit.
I don't know. It's lamer than FDR's legs. Oh no, it's still too soon.
Maybe it's 96. I don't know. It wasn't that. Like, it's been plenty long. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is now retired, so it's been long enough.
Right, I still love that part in Talladega Nights where he comes up. He's like, "Who do you want me to sign this to?" He's like, "Sign it to me. I'm a huge fan." He's like, "All right, Dale." Signs it for Dale Earnhardt Jr.
All right, so real quick, the cons that we've gone to. Quick list. We only went to 4.
Oh man, we actually got to go to 4.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did Starfest.
Yes.
Which was awesome, and
that was February.
It was a blast in its own right. I think we got some of our best interviews of the year at that one.
Dude, that was amazing.
Your best interview of the year.
I wonder if we can ever just drop a line to some of those people and just get them to come by again.
I want to try and get to Starfest again.
Yeah. It shouldn't be hard. We've already been there.
Right. And then next up after that was the Pinball Showdown.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I had a blast at that.
Oh, wait.
Aside from Lim.
You're probably counting like Denver Comic Con, aren't you?
Oh, we are counting Denver Comic Con after the shit we went through to get into Denver Comic Con.
I'm trying to forget about it, but yeah.
How many guys did you blow exactly?
Oh.
3.5. because there was a midget involved.
I feel you.
Oh, you know, I would totally be down if there was a midget involved. I fucking love
people. Yeah, I'd suck Brad Williams' dick.
I would just be like, come on.
Dude, I'm totally hashtagging that when I tweet this episode out.
What?
Brad Williams' dick?
Yeah. Something about we'll suck Brad Williams' dick.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
You bring that little tizzy roll my way.
Right.
Let's do this thing.
And then we can all talk about last night.
Dude, I fucking love that podcast. It's so great.
Oh, hell yeah. It's great.
Have you listened to it?
No.
Brad Williams' podcast?
No, I should, though.
It's more Adam
Ray. With Adam Ray, yeah.
But Brad Williams is there a lot, but sometimes it's just Adam Ray. Like, I was listening to them talk to Jeff Ross. Well...
Over the phone. I couldn't listen. I can't do phone interviews. I can't. I don't know why, but I can't listen to phone interviews. It
took me like half of the podcast to start recognizing Jeff Ross's voice. The whole time I'm like, that's not him.
It's someone impersonating.
Yeah, that's not him. And then like you hear certain things like, I guess that's him.
But yeah, definitely Denver Comic Con. If for anyone that doesn't know, quick recap.
We got screwed on tickets. No, you know what? Let's go back to the pinball.
Okay.
Because that one was amazing.
Yes, Pinball Showdown, I think, was probably the funnest one we went to of the year.
We were legit there, and we didn't sneak in.
We were legit. Reba back there? Yeah, she's definitely watching some Reba back there. Hey!
Oh, Reba! I watched that show, too. She was such good friends with her ex-husband.
Yeah, bullshit. And, your fan was an asshole.
And the chick,
ex-wife.
Yeah, that he cheated on her with. It's like, no way. That's not fucking real. Bullshit. That doesn't happen.
Right? That was a crazy But Kev from lady.
Shameless is on that show. He's the young fucking dude or daughter.
Which one
dating.
From Shameless?
Oh, shit. That is? Yeah. Fuck, I've been wondering why I recognize him.
He was the only reason that show was fucking hilarious. Is. And he's a big part of why Shameless is so funny.
In the
which character
doesn't
Shameless
he play for like the Crush or something at one point in that show?
I think
or
am so. I thinking yeah. Something else? Yeah. No. I
oh, right. That guy.
Wasn't he? He's Van, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah,
Van?
He did. He got Maybe. To play for the Vanner. Crush. He played for the Crush.
Yeah.
Oh, arena football. You know, just for those people who are like, what the fuck are the?
Ooh,
crush?
We're getting a Legends yeah, football used... team here. The a Denver what? Dream Legends football.
What's that?
It's basically
retirees?
Lingerie football.
Huh?
Lingerie football.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was
the Denver
like,
Dream.
Sorry, that sounded
you
like
gonna go
retirees.
With me to a dream game. Those bitches hit that. You, I'm gonna tag you in like some of these promo videos. It's
those
actually
bitches hit.
Like they're some violent girls, man. It's good football. So it used to be the Lingerie Football League, but it's called the Legends.
There's a couple
league.
WWE divas.
Does Snoop Dogg
be...
still own a team?
I don't know. All I know is Denver's one of the expansion teams
what,
this year.
He owned Little League and Lingerie?
Oh, yeah. And then the XFL is considering a comeback, I guess.
Well, he's got his mind on his money and his money on my mind.
This would be the best time for a competing football league to come in because of all the bullshit with the NFL and everything. So that'd be good.
They just need to get rid of Goodell.
That ain't happened. They just extended it.
I know. But if they want to fix anything, he's going to have to go first.
Right? I mean, Roger, that guy is crazy. What was up with that whole Ezekiel Elliott shit? He should have been gone for the first six games. And then...
That's
not the,
lawyers, dude.
Yeah, not the last six games. What the fuck is that? That was just nuts. This guy just...
Yeah, depending on where you are in the season, though, the doing it later could be more impactful and fuck them more.
Right. South Park did it best, though, this year. They had an episode where they were trying to make what they called water bears. It turned out there were these weird little bacteria.
Those things are real.
Yeah. And Timmy and Jimmy did it as a science fair experiment. And Jerry Jones and a few people from the NFL were there trying to create them because apparently they were going to be the next fans. They were going to be able to fill the stadiums with water bears. Because, apparently after the whole kneeling situation, everybody wasn't into it anymore. Again, my favorite thing about the kneeling situation is the deal with Colin Kaepernick. Again, he started kneeling for the same reason that they're kneeling now. And who doesn't have a fucking job? It's Colin Kaepernick. It's like, what's that all about? And then he's the one who started it. Now they're like, we're going to be doing this because we're not treated right. And it was like, ugh. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing, even though I had it as a nightmare, was seeing Kaepernick in a Bronco jersey.
Gross.
Right? But I guarantee you he'd be better than Simeon.
I think you guys would probably go after Kirk Cousins this next year, but
if he's available, fuck yeah.
Dude. All right, so anyways, back to...
I'll take Wentz after his fucking torn ACL thing.
God damn it, this isn't Stone Sports.
Yeah, it's not. Check it out. I have opinions too, damn it.
Then be a guest on Stone Sports.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're recording, damn it.
They recorded right before we did.
And yeah. I dropped a podcast bomb, but I never said who I was. There's just an anonymous voice in the background. And episode nobody's going to fucking know.
All right, so anyways, so... Yeah, Pinball Showdown was by far the funnest one.
Yes. Oh, man. So many games we got to play. I got a Pabst Can Crusher shirt. That was my favorite game.
And we actually had media badges.
And I broke the pot game.
Yeah, it did happen.
But I got a high score before I broke it, so fuck yeah.
But yeah, and then DCC, which Sean had to go most of the day without a pass. I went about a quarter of the day without one.
I had to pretend like I was hugging some invisible things. So it looked like I had a pass. I had a lanyard, but no pass.
Yeah, we will definitely work on media badges for next year so that does not happen again.
This was terrifying. but I got to get a lot of beer, and I got to buy my stuff. I bought my stuff just ahead of time.
And thanks to Eric, he hooked you up with a badge so you can get in and out real quick.
At that point, yeah, at that point, because we did have to go outside. Because luckily we found them before we had to meet up with those guys again. They were the worst part of this year.
And then lastly was RMC / Tacticon, which was fun, but it was off from years past and not nearly as fun as it was before. And had
and this is the first time it was like
with issues.
Yeah, this was the first time it was like two cons in one. And again, there was supposed to be an extra day, but double booked.
Yeah, a lot of double booking this year. The year of the double bookings.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. But I really enjoyed it. I wish we would have just balled up and gone through the whole Arkham thing just to see what that was about. Yeah,
right? I completely forgot about that thing.
But so, I need to get one of those setups that guy had, those with all those Xbox One.
To do all the games. Where he had the whole, like, the screen and everything all in the box.
But nobody had Wi-Fi. So long, huh?
Yeah, no Wi-Fi for the gaming.
What are you saying? Say it again. Say that shit again.
So these Wiley's things go so long, right?
No.
Sometimes.
Maybe.
Sean Rambles Breezy.
No, he's the spoiler.
Yeah. I had a teacher that said it's like if you focused on one particular thing and just only learned about that, you would make one hell of an amazing radio host. And again, this was back in the day, so it was like the only thing was radio. But what he didn't know is podcast it was.
Yeah, and porn. Jizzmopper. He's not in the videos himself. But
dude, they make good money.
Hell yeah. Even more so when you just use your tongue.
Oh, fuck that.
No, fuck that.
I would wear like wet naps taped to my shoes.
All right.
But yeah, like depending on the money it would, I would totally do that job. I would probably be making more money than I am now.
Gross.
Instead of burning up in a kitchen.
Yeah.
Dude, it gets like 113 degrees back there because they fuck up the heater. Sorry.
Is this episode title going to be Jizz Mopping now?
No, it definitely is not going to be entitled Jizz Mopping.
It's going
to
be called...
I actually want people to listen to it.
Right? It's going to be called 2017, A Year in Review? Question mark.
/ Jizz Mopping.
No, that's a hashtag. Yeah.
Hashtag jizzmopping.
But that's your hashtag.
Jizzmopping, the career of 2018? Question mark.
Ooh, I'm not even supposed to be here today. It could be
you. All right, no, fuck this. All right, so, yeah, that's the year in review there.
Well, we will have my horror movie segment next week.
Yes, we will be back to normal then, and yeah.
Check out Stone Sports.
Yeah.
Facebook.com.
If you want to do that, but. You're all nerds, so you probably don't want to, so I don't blame you.
Well, we might give you a link. We might not.
We're nerds.
Yeah, maybe. Something. I don't know.
We might just make Ryan post a link.
Fantasy football is nerdier than just about anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No, it's not, because I'm still waiting to be able to draft wizards and orcs. Fantasy,
you had Todd Gurley on your team, and you didn't win this year.
It's That's fantasy, sad. Motherfucker. You know right. why? It's because I had most of the same.
God damn it, Sean. I'm going to kill you.
Keep it nerdy, guys. No, keep it nerdy.
Yes. Until next year, guys, keep it nerdy.